This interview is part of our 40th anniversary interview series. My name is Bill Miles. The interviewer is Connie Schmelsley, part of the Historical Commission. The persons being interviewed are the Winfrey family, Cecil Winfrey, a longtime resident of Madison Heights. Along with Cecil, you will be hearing his wife, Catherine Winfrey. This interview was made on October 7th, 1994.
For that lot, and the lot next to that one, he paid $50 for it. And we built our home there 45 years ago, and we've been there ever since.
And where was this?
This was on Dartmouth, between John R. and Stevenson, just a half a block south of 11 Mile.
Uh-huh. And what year was this?
Let's see. That was 58 years ago, 59 years ago, so what would that be?
Married
in 46.
Well, he was born in 27, so put 8 years.
Yeah, 27. 35.
Yeah. So Madison Heights, this wasn't Madison Heights then?
No, it was Royal Oak Township.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then how did people get out here then? Roads did you take in from Detroit?
There was a bus, a Martin Line bus line,
mm-hmm.
and they went down the 11 Mile Road to John R., and then John R. to down to 6 Mile Road, and then over to Woodward, down to Sears, and that's where they stopped.
Wow.
And it cost a nickel to ride the bus that long distance. Or you could take it to Royal Oak and then catch the streetcar and go down to Highland Park of Detroit. Because there was nothing south of 12 Mile Road. I mean, south of 11 Mile Road, there was nothing. Just John R. was just a little two-lane highway. They went out to Bloomer State Park. Stevenson Highway quit at 11 Mile Road.
Well, it went to Gardenia because you could go across.
Well, there was a little gravel road that went to Gardenia. Well, it went to 12 Mile Road because I used to walk. I used to walk from home to 12 Mile Stevenson, where that trailer park is now. What's the name of that? But anyhow, I hoed potatoes out there for 50 cents a day. Then I used to pick strawberries at Deezing's at 12 Mile and John R. for 2 cents a quart. And I dug potatoes at Horky's after we were married for $1 a bushel.
Now, where was Horky?
Horky's is where K-Mark's is now. All that was Horky's farm.
Oh.
And the Deezing farm was across the road, south of 12 Mile Road, where that subdivision is now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So where did you go to school?
I went to Edison. There was a little...
Who was the principal there, do you remember?
Mr. Knott. Mm-hmm. He was a crippled man, and he was the principal and also the fifth and sixth grade teacher.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then there was a little white building half a block from Edison. That was Blanche Villow. And I went to school there. That was just two rooms, a big coal furnace in the hallway that... The janitor would have to come early to make a fire to warm the rooms up. I went there for about a year, I guess. I think the third and fourth grade was in there.
Uh-huh. And what year was that?
That I don't remember. The Blanche Villow, in 1932, they used to have a soup kitchen there because it was right after the Depression or mm-hmm. during the Depression. And people would line up for three blocks with a little bucket to get a bucket of soup.
Oh.
And my dad worked at Borden's at the time, but he worked from sun up till sun down for maybe $20 a week. And we didn't need the soup, but I used to cry and beg. And Mother would give me a little bucket, and I'd go down there and get my soup. Because everybody else did, so I wanted to do it too. And the old Bordens had the horse and wagon that delivered milk.
Uh-huh.
And we'd go out, we'd when we'd see the horse and wagon come, we'd go out to ask if we could have a little piece of ice, because that was really a treat, because we didn't have refrigerators back then.
Uh-huh. Oh. So they usually give you the ice?
Oh, yes. He'd take his ice pick and chip a little piece of ice off and give it to all of us.
Well, that was nice.
And then, like I said, only a nickel to ride the bus to Highland Park. I think it was a nickel to ride to Royal Oak, too, but Mother and I used to walk to Royal Oak to save the nickel, buy groceries, and we'd carry them home.
Oh, you'd carry? Wow. So where would you,
there was a store at 11 Mile and Campbell Road called H&L. Hammond Lily is what it was.
Uh-huh.
And we used to go up there. But then I started working at Croker's. They were on the 11 Mile Road between Hampton and Brenton Woods. And there was five of us, I think, worked there. And they had a long counter. We had to wait on the people. All the shelves were in back. We had to get all the stuff down, add everything up with pencil and paper. And they were there for a long time.
Oh.
And I was 14 when I started working there, 15 at full time, 52 hours a week for $18.
52 hours
a week? Yeah, for $18.
Wow. Huh. Do you ever keep up with any of the people in your childhood? Or?
Well, no, there wasn't too many around there. The one that I chummed around with an awful lot, he moved to Texas, and I haven't heard from him for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So, how far did you have to go to school?
We only had to go about four blocks.
Oh. Okay.
And we had to come home for lunch.
And who was your teacher, do you remember?
I had a Mrs. Welt, and there was one we met over at the convalescent home, but I can't remember her name. I don't remember, but I remember Mrs. Welt.
Uh-huh.
She was my seventh grade science teacher. And then Mr. Dedeker, he was a teacher in the seventh grade. He was very strict. If you'd done something you weren't supposed to, you would have to stoop over and touch your toes, and then he had what he called the Board of Education. And you got so many wallops, which they should have nowadays. Or you'd have to stand in the corner with your hands up above your head for half hour.
And can you remember any development or any things that happened?
I remember when they built the first city hall.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when they, the fire department at the north end, you know.
The south end.
Huh?
The south end.
I mean the south end.
Yeah.
We're at the north end.
Yeah.
The biggest development, though, was when they put the sewer and water through.
Uh-huh.
I remember that, because we had just a little gravel road out in front and ditches on both sides, and then when they dug the sewer, I think it was 10 foot deep, or the water, one of them was, I think it was 10 foot deep, and that was right in front of our house, you know, and you had to walk across the little plank to get into the driveway.
How long did it take, though?
It took them about, on our one street, I think it took them about 8 weeks. It took a long time.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what year that was?
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then when did people start moving in some more? Do you remember when people started moving?
Well, that was really after we were married.
Yeah.
We were married in 46. We built our home there in 47. We moved in 48.
No, we moved.
Yeah, Edith was born in 48 and she was 6
weeks
old.
No, she was born in 49. Oh. Yeah. 49 she was born. But we built on it before she was born.
Yeah. It was 48, I guess, when we started building. And then over at Lincoln, between Lincoln and Andover, that's when they built all those homes over in there, after we built our home.
Yeah.
Because when we built, it was still Royal Oak Township, because I used to have raised chickens and ducks and turkeys. Mm-hmm. And everything right there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
then where would you sell them?
I usually put an ad in the paper and sell them. I'd buy 100 baby chicks, and then I'd raise them with the fryers. The roosters we would sell for fryers. And then
uh-huh.
I always kept 15 or 20 hens, and that kept us in eggs, and all the neighbors in eggs all winter long.
Isn't that tough? Yeah.
He's always doing something.
But the homes over there, they sold for $4,500 brand new.
That was a lot of money then.
Yeah, and when we built our home, it only cost us $5,000 to build it.
Oh.
And we had a real good city inspector then.
Don't tell me.
Well, I don't even remember who he was. But I'd call up and I'd say, I called up and I said, my basement's ready for inspection. Well, I'm pretty busy today. Bring the permit over here and I'll sign it. He never once looked at our house.
That's the way they used to do things, so. Then they wondered why these older homes are built like they are.
Well, ours was built good.
Yeah, uh-huh. It was built good, but still, you could do things and they'd never come to see what you was doing.
Uh-huh.
And that's why a lot of them have to be brought up to code.
So how long did it take you to build? Tell us about building your house. How long did it take?
Well, when we got married, I had been in an accident when I was 15 years old, so I had $900, but I couldn't touch it until I was 21. Boy, that was a lot of money. So my father-in-law said, what are you going to do with that money? Because I was about to turn 21. I said, I'm going to put it down on a house. We're going to buy a house. He said, well, you've got the lot out there. Let's build a house. I said, well, I don't know anything about building. He said, well, I don't know much about it, but we'll build it.
Oh.
So we had the basement dug, and my wife's brother-in-law was a builder and contractor up north. So he came down and he helped us lay the blocks. And
But remember when they dug the hole for the basement, they dug up a Model T car.
Oh yeah, they dug up an old Model T car. It used to be a dumping ground around there. We had nobody to pick up rubbish, so if you had something to get rid of, you just went to an empty lot and dug a hole and buried it.
Oh.
But they dug up the old Model T car.
And what'd they do with it?
Well, it was all rusted and everything so bad, it just went to the dump.
Uh-huh.
But bottles, all kinds of bottles and just everything went there.
Huh.
And then it took us about 2 years to build our house. And we moved in. We didn't even, it was just tar paper on the outside. Her mother had passed away, so we moved into our house. And just had tar paper on the outside. And the first night we were there, we didn't even have a door on the back door. We had to prop the door up. But it was so nice you could go away and leave the doors unlocked and everything, you know.
Tell her where we got our material to build the house for.
Yeah, well, her dad, he was the painter and decorator. And he was born in Royal Oak, so everybody knew him.
Oh.
And there was, where Oak Ridge Market is up on 11 Mile Road, there was a house that sat, there was a little hill there, and there was a 13-room house, a farmhouse, that sat back there. So he bought the house for $300, and we tore it down, and we had 90 days to tear it down, and that's what we built our house out of. We have oak roof boards on our house that are 24 inches wide.
Wow.
And we got the old wood lath even in the kitchen that we tore out of the house. That's why it only cost us $5,000. Used everything used, you know. And then he bought another house for $100. Well, he bought the basement.
No, the bricks.
The bricks and the blocks for $100. And that's why our basement blocks come from.
Uh-huh.
And our house, the bricks that are on our house, we only paid $100 for all the bricks and all the blocks.
Wow, that's great. So,
but that was a lot of work.
It was, but that's one of your biggest expenses.
All winter long, my wife and I, we would clean lumber, pull nails out of the lumber, and clean bricks, knock all the mortar off. She worked just like I did at it. And we moved in that house when our oldest daughter was 6 months old. But we'd go out there and work in the house, and we'd lay her on the floor on a blanket. She'd be sound asleep, and we'd hammer and nail and saw, and she'd never wake up.
I bet she still sleeps well today, huh?
Probably. She gets tired. She's always ready to go to bed.
But when I was 15 years old, we went roller skating one night. I got to tell you about this. There was about 20 of us kids in the neighborhood. We went up to the Clawson roller rink. And on the way back, we had to take a bus. They didn't have cars back then. So there was me. Well, we were standing on the one side of the building. It was real cold. So me and another boy and his girlfriend. We went around on the east side of the building, and a car come up over the curb and knocked me through the drugstore window.
Oh, wow.
And Leslie was standing between the two windows, and it cut his legs off, and he fell, and the back wheels ran over his chest.
Oh, no.
And, well, I was unconscious for, I think it was a week to 10 days.
It was 3 weeks, was it?
Maybe it was.
Oh, goodness.
But Dr. Flick was the doctor I had, and he come in, he sat for the bed, and he said, he had my death certificate all filled out, just waiting for me to take the last breath so he could sign it. I was cut from ear to ear, and he cleaned all the glass out of my head just with his hand. My hip, he cleaned all the glass out of that just with his hand. And then after we were married, I was looking through her scrapbook one day, and she had everything about it. I said, how come you've got all this? You didn't know me then. She said, well, I went to school with the boy that hit you.
Oh,
right from kindergarten all the way up.
Oh.
He was 16 years old. He was drunk. Wasn't his car. No driver's license.
Oh, okay.
So his punishment was he had to go in the Navy.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, that's so terrible. Whatever. So tell me about your recovery, though.
Oh, well, it was pretty... Well, I haven't recovered from it yet. I've had 3 artificial hips put in my right hip that was tore up in the accident. And... Well, when I was 17, I had to have a pin put in my hip because I could be sitting down and get up, and I couldn't even stand up. I'd just fall. It would come out of the socket.
Oh.
So, and then the bone started deteriorating in 40, or no.
You had the pin taken out first.
Yeah. When did I have my first hip pin?
73. Yeah. Was that the first time?
And because all my bones were just in my hip was just deteriorating, so but it still isn't any good.
Whatever happened to the other bone?
The one that was driving?
No, your friend.
Oh, he was killed.
He was killed.
He died instant. And they said there was a stream of blood running from that was Romaine's drugstore then.
Uh-huh.
About a foot wide, running a half a block down to the store.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and his girlfriend, she was standing right there with us. And she didn't even get a scratch. She seen the car coming. She got out of the way. So that's where I got the $900 to build my house.
Not a very good way to get it.
No,
is it?
No.
But I had went to school, like, you know, the next day. And one of the girls that was in one of my classes, oh, she was crying. And I said, what is wrong with you? Oh, she said there was a bad accident last night, and she was in the car. There was girls in the car, but the paper never told them. You know, they kept that going. But there were some girls, so.
We've seen a lot of changes. I know when Virginia Salisbury was running for... Yeah. I know she was trying to get it into a city.
Yeah.
I handed out flyers and everything for her. She was a very nice woman.
Uh-huh.
And then I used to hand out flyers for her when she was... running for different things.
But, you know, it's just, you go down John R. now and you just think of the places that used to be there.
Uh-huh.
And what it used to look like.
When we moved out, the 11 Mile Road was just 2 lanes.
A great big ditch
on the sides, always full of water.
Oh. And I had just more or less learned to drive, you know, and I think, oh, all I need to do is go one of the big ditches. Because I don't like to drive anyway. But, you know, we've seen a lot of changes.
Well, tell us some of the things that you remember moving in and happening.
Let's see. I remember the old junior high.
Yeah,
remember when it was the high school.
Yeah, tell us about that.
You know, where the library is out, at the south end, mm-hmm. That was... The junior high, that was for the 7th and 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there the first year it was open.
Oh,
uh-huh. And, but I never did get to high school. I quit. Which I'm sorry, y'all. But I had a brother and sisters that graduated from there. I had my aunt graduated from Madison High School. There was 3 people in the graduating class. Her and... oh, I can't think of the man's name, but they're all dead now, of course.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Wilkerson, I remember him real well.
Mm-hmm.
He was the school superintendent.
Right, yeah.
Remember, we could, you remember when they had where the night owl used to be? What was that before?
No, the night owl was always the night owl.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that was
when Mrs. Donovan.
Yeah, Mrs. Donovan. She owned the.
Well, tell us about that.
She well, first her and her husband owned a little shoe shop
mm-hmm.
at Britton Woods, no, Barrington and 11 Mile Road.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died.
Okay. What was her name again?
What was her name before she
Hale.
Oh, uh-huh.
Ivy Hale.
Ivy Hale.
Mm-hmm.
And then she rented a little store over at 11 Mile Road and John R. And she sold coal by the bushel and kerosene and milk. And then she kept getting bigger and bigger. Then she bought the building next door, and it was a pretty good sized building, or she had it built. And she had a grocery store. And she was really a wonderful person. She was wonderful to Catherine and I.
Uh-huh.
And, well, what else about her? She was just a wonderful person.
Yeah, well, they tore all those buildings down because when we first got married, right, we're at 11, between John R. and Groveland on 11 Mile Road there was a restaurant in there.
Yeah, and that's where the trailer park was.
And, yeah, and the trailer park mm-hmm. was there. And then
did you know that there was a trailer park there?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
I can remember when all that was there.
And what year was that?
We got married in 46.
It must have been there up until 50.
Yeah, I think
mm-hmm.
so. And then the ones that own that, they're the ones that went over on DeQuinder,
yeah.
Stevens.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I remember Dorothy, that was the younger couple, Dorothy Stevens and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, and they used to live in an apartment up above the store. So
up above the store?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And probably his folks owned the trailer court. I don't, you know, that corner.
Uh-huh.
They owned that corner, I'm sure
uh-huh.
they did.
Well, that trailer park was there later than 1950 because Ivy had her new store, and she worked 20 hours out of the day, you know. She had a trailer in the park. One night she went home, there was a little mouse in there on her cupboard. Oh, he is so cute. So she went back to the store and she got some cheese, and she fed him. Well, she said, in about 3 weeks, he went out and told all of his friends what good food they had there. So she said, I had to call Jack Davis, he was the owner of the Madison Heights Cab Company, to come in and help me get rid of them. She said, one night we caught over 50. So she said, I didn't feed them anymore. She said, I didn't feed them anymore. So the cab company was right next door to us up until 70.
It must have been.
So I bet the trailer park was there until in the 60s.
I said
probably. And then Mrs. Donovan, she'd go out to Cranebridge Nursing Home.
Mm-hmm.
She'd go out there to cheer all them old people up.
Aww.
She was in her 80s or so, but she'd go out there and cheer them all up. It was so funny. You have to know this woman to really appreciate her. She was something else.
So when did the Cambridge first open up?
I don't remember
when they opened.
But we went out to Cambridge for about 9 years. Once a month, our church. It was supposed to be Madison Heights Baptist Church, but when we go out there and say, the Winfrey Group is here, because Catherine played the piano and I let them sing, and then there would be maybe 15 or 20 of us that would go, and we'd take ice cream, and we'd take ice cream cones, and then we'd take cookies. Or every week we had something special.
Uh-huh.
But we'd done that for 9 or 10 years.
Wow.
That was nice. Uh-huh. I mean, lots of times when that Friday night came to go, you'd think, oh, I'm too tired uh-huh. to go.
Yeah.
But then when you left there, you felt so good because you had made these older people happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they just, they would sing. You'd be surprised. Them people, we'd just sing hymns.
Uh-huh.
That's all we'd sing. And you'd be surprised, some of them older people, they'd sit there and sing without
a book.
They wouldn't even have a book, but they knew the words.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really a blessing in
yeah.
itself.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Uh-huh. But I can remember the first time I went, I said, I'll go play piano, but don't you expect me to talk to any of them? Because I'm too soft-hearted. But I got so I could,
uh-huh.
you know. But,
you know, in their historic book, they have in there that George Pappas was the owner of Sloppy Joe's,
mm-hmm.
but he wasn't the first owner.
Oh, no?
Ann and Joe Quartz, they were the first owners.
Oh.
They sold it to George Pappas.
Oh.
And I told Ann and Joe Quartz's daughter-in-law that I was going to make sure I told them that. Because she brought down pictures and showed us the other day of Joe and Ann Quartz in the grocery store. There was the bar,
uh-huh.
then there was the alley, then there was a barber shop, and then a grocery store. And they owned all that. And then they built a beautiful brick home right behind the bar, and that's where the daughter-in-law lives now.
Oh, she still lives there now?
Yeah, she's 84 years old. She gets out there and works just like somebody in their 60s.
Oh. So do you remember any of the dates?
No, I'm not very good on dates.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's interesting. And how do you spell their last name, Seal?
I wouldn't even know that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But she has some pictures of it.
I mean, she could tell you a lot more.
Oh, okay.
About the bar.
About uh-huh. the bar.
Uh-huh.
Because, let's see, she said she moved in after we moved in our house. So.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
We've been there a little bit longer than she has.
Oh. So, when did you get your first car? Tell me about your first car.
First car?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Well,
let's see. We married in 46.
Yeah.
Right after that.
It was probably in 47. And it was a 37 Pontiac. It was 10 years old,
uh-huh.
and it was on the next street, so we went over and looked at it, and we come back and told her mother and dad about it, and her dad, he gave us the money to buy it, $300, and it was the old stick shift, you know, naturally, they didn't have the automatics then, so I thought, well, it'd be nice if Catherine learned how to drive, so I said I'd take you out and teach you how to drive. I took her out one time, and I made her so nervous she'd never go again with me. So she said, leave the car home tomorrow, and I'll have your sister teach me to drive. I said, all right. So I left the car home. She got the car and drove 2 miles to my sister's house for my sister to take her out to teach her how to drive.
So what street did you drive on?
She drove down Gardenia.
Mm-hmm. From, let's see.
Huh?
Yeah, I went from Forest, where
from
we
Forest.
Lived. We lived down Forest, and
you know,
I drove down and went across
to Gardenia
to
and Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
And then I drove right straight through to Hampton.
I see. Uh-huh. Oh.
That makes sense.
Yeah?
And she's only had one accident since we've been married.
So. Wow. That's wonderful.
But all we thought we had something, we had that 37 Pontiac.
Yeah.
No heater in it. We'd take her mother out at Christmas time to see the Christmas lights. Her mother was sick with cancer. So we'd put her in the front seat and wrap her up in blankets to keep her warm because there was no heater in it.
See, when we got married, my mother was sick.
Oh.
So my dad, he asked us if we'd live there so I could take care of her. So,
we lived there with them for over 2 years.
Well, yeah. Well, Edith was born in January of 1949, and when she was 6 weeks old, we buried my dad. My mother.
Oh.
Then we moved out to Madison Heights, and her dad moved out with us.
And he lived with us for about 2 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit longer. And he passed away. Mm-hmm.
But the house I was raised in was right next door to where we built, so Right there for.
Yeah.
The first house we lived in Madison Heights, mm-hmm. when we first came to Michigan, I was 2 years old. It was on Dartmouth too, but it was mm-hmm. on the north side, one block down, and it had one bedroom, a living room, and the kitchen.
Oh.
And I think that's all. And there was my mother and dad, and let's see, my brother, two sisters, and me. And then I had one sister born there. Then my aunt and uncle, and then they had a son born there. That was nine of us in a one-bedroom house. And wow. That house is still standing.
It's still standing?
Yeah, it's real cute.
And, I don't know how his mother stood all that. She always had somebody with her.
And we had to walk a half a block there to carry water.
Wow.
And then the people right across the street had a great big German Shepherd dog. I was a devil. I was always running away. So they had a big German Shepherd. Nobody could get near that dog but me. The mother would tie me to the, put a rope around my waist, and then tie me to the porch so I wouldn't run off. Well, I guess so I could untie it. I was just 2 or 3 years old. I'd untie it and I'd run across the street, and I'd get by that big dog and I'd say, ha ha, you can't get me now.
Where did you get the water from?
And it was just a well.
Oh.
An old pump.
Uh-huh.
He had to go there and pump it. And on wash day, that was a lot of pumping.
Where, who's, was it a city, township pump?
Or yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, back then, about every three blocks, they had a pump.
Oh.
Between the sidewalk and the curb.
Uh-huh.
Well, then not between the sidewalk. They didn't have any sidewalks. Oh. It was right off the curb.
Hmm.
Off the dry street.
Wow.
Did they put anything in the paper about that, where the dogs were?
The dogs?
Yeah.
The dog kennel?
Did you have anything in that at Gardenia and...
Dartmouth?
No.
Oh, they had a great big dog kennels there. At one time, I know they had 500 dogs, most of them Doberman Pinschers. They trained them for the blind.
Oh.
And every Sunday they would put on a show, and we'd all walk down there for the show. They had big bleachers and everything there.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
this is where now?
On Dartmouth and Gardenia.
Gardenia. Yeah.
That's where that school was built now.
Right.
It's a church now, but
it's
a school.
Right
that, that was way before we was married.
Yeah,
but they had it after we
married.
They
had it when we was married. When we got married, it was still down there, but then it wasn't there too long after we got married.
No, because it started building up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They had to get rid of the dogs. A German couple, a German family owned it. But they trained them for blind leaders.
Oh.
And then they had a little cemetery out there, too.
For the dog?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then there was...
Do you remember the name of it? The name of it?
No.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a pig farm over on Lincoln. Lincoln and... What's the name of that street? V-I-E? Die?
Die.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a pig farm over there when I was about 10 years old. And every Wednesday or Thursday, Farm Crest would bring out a truckload of pies for the pigs. So everybody in the neighborhood for a mile around would walk over there because we could get all the pies we wanted. So we had to be very careful not to get the moldy ones. But it was a big pig farm.
Oh, and who owned that?
Now that I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Can you see our kids doing that today?
Well, today they have everything, but back then, if you could get a pie, well, we were very lucky.
Yeah.
So I was about 10, so that would be 57 years ago.
Wow.
There was nothing over in that community other than that pig farm.
Other than the pig farm?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So now it's got factories and all down the street.
Sure.
Apartment houses.
But the house is still there.
And all that subdivision in there?
Yeah, but the house is still there that owned the pig farm.
It is?
Yeah. There's a little party store and then the house next to it.
Oh.
That was the owners of the pig farm.
Huh. That's interesting.
Oh, what else was there out here?
You know what? If you don't. So tell us where you worked.
In 1953, I worked at Walker Sign Company, and I done all the high work for 30 years, but the highest was the Ambassador Bridge.
Uh-huh.
I helped put those signs up. They haven't been replaced yet. They're pretty in pretty bad shape. But we would walk up those cables that go from the middle of the bridge to the top. You could go up that way and come down that way, or else they had a ladder that went straight up the black columns, and it was so dark in there you couldn't see your finger right in front of you. You had to use a flashlight. So I thought one day I would come down the cable with the other guys instead of using the ladder, and I got 15 feet from the top and both feet slipped out from underneath me. And they were down in front and they couldn't turn around to come back to help me. But I finally got my feet back up on the cable, and I wore a pair of gloves out coming down the rest of the way, because there's two little cables that you hang on to. And I almost went down. So that was my worst experience at the sign company.
Except the one in Highland Park.
And then in Highland Park, we was taking down a big sign on the Medical Arts Building, and it was up 7 stories high. And me and another boy, we had to go up and hook the rigging up. And I asked him, I said, "Are you sure you got it hooked up right?" And he said, "Yeah." So I said, "All right, we'll take the bolts out of the wall." We took the bolts out, and he didn't have his hooked up right. And the sign come down and hit me and knocked me out in the middle of Woodward Avenue, knocked me completely out. And I hung onto the swing. I was in a swing chair. I hung on, and I don't know how I did it. But then when I stopped swinging back and forth out of over Woodward Avenue, I hollered and told the guys to get the sign down and then lower me down. My arms were so sore, I couldn't even lower myself down. They thought I'd broke both arms. But that was another close call.
It's a miracle you're still here.
Oh, it sure is. After the accident and then the bridge and then on that sign, well, the good Lord was with me.
That's the only way he made it.
Well,
3 times.
So I worked there for 30 years. So, and I seen a couple of guys fall and get killed, but I was fortunate, I guess.
And where was the company located?
On down at Woodward and
Custer.
Mm-hmm.
They're still there.
They're still there?
Gannett owns it now. It's USA.
Uh-huh. And what was the name again when you were working?
Walker Sign Company.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And who owned that?
I don't know. I just knew the president and the vice president, mm-hmm. and all that, but I didn't know who owned it.
Oh. So. Well, thank you very much. This is Connie Schmelsley of the Madison Heights Historical Commission, and we've just interviewed Cecil and his wife, Catherine Winfrey, Winfree, of 26741 Dartmouth, of course, Madison Heights, on October 7th, 1994.